The big blizzard that impacted the upper Midwest yesterday wound down through the day, and we did see some additional moisture occur across the Great Lakes region, anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 0.3 inch occurred, except downwind from Lake Michigan, where we saw more than 0.4 inch occur in a few locations. Well, as we go forward now through the next day or two, we're waiting on a cool front to cut across the Midwest. That cold front will bring chillier air in from Canada, and it's likely to bring a little bit of light precipitation as it moves from west to east across the region as well. This frontal boundary is not going to drop temperatures in a major way, but we'll see a bit of a cool-off take place for a few days. The frontal system will likely debut in the northern plains in the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt as we go into the night on Friday and on into Saturday. The system is not expected to have a very well-organized precipitation shield, but we will certainly see precipitation move across a part of the region. The precipitation will likely occur in two areas. The first will be in the northwestern part of the Midwest, and again, the precipitation will probably occur as a wintry mix, changing over to snow as temperatures trend cooler. And then a second area of more significant precipitation will likely occur across the eastern Midwest, maybe across parts of Illinois initially, and then advancing from there into Michigan and Ohio as move through the weekend, or actually from Friday into Saturday. We'll likely see significant amounts of moisture, mostly in the form of rain, but also some snow will occur with that event. Most of the snow is likely to evolve from parts of northeastern Missouri into portions of Michigan, and we could see some locally heavy accumulations again in some locations. The system will go ahead and get out of the region. We'll likely see the skies clear off, some light snow showers lingering in the Great Lakes region perhaps as we move into Sunday or Saturday night into Sunday, and then we'll likely see another weak little disturbance passing through the Corn Belt as we go forward into Sunday and Monday. That system is not likely to produce enough moisture to make any difference to soil conditions or really have much of an impact on travel either. Pretty much insignificant event. It's actually going to be more or less a warm front that will be cutting through the western and northern parts of the Midwest. And once the warm front has succeeded in advancing through the region, obviously temperatures will be trending warmer. In fact, above normal temperatures will be in the plains already as we get into the late weekend and the early part of next week, and be like that also in the Midwest as we go from early to midweek next week. Now, the temperatures will rise notably above average in the plains. Probably we'll see some 60 and 70 degree temperatures pretty far to the north, maybe getting up into South Dakota, while 50s will occur further to the north in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. That'll be at the peak of the heat, which will probably occur in those areas, maybe Monday and Tuesday. Meanwhile, central and southern plains will see temperatures getting well into the 70s, and some 80s may be possible there as well. For the Midwest, though, most likely another reinforcing shot of cooler air will come in before temperatures can get much warmer. And so we'll likely see temperatures in the 50s and 60s fairly common, with some 70s across the southern parts of the region during the peak of the warmth in the eastern Midwest, and that's likely to occur as we get into the middle part of next week. Well, it looks like the next chance for precipitation will occur as that heat wave kind of breaks down. A cold front coming in the backside of it will generate a little bit of light precipitation as it advances from west to east across the region. That, though, will be about a full week from now, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.